Hello, that was Katiana and AM, and you're listening to Heart Talks with Jane. And today we're going to be looking at a word. It's a Japanese word called ubatoi, and it means that people like flowers bloom in their own time and in their individual ways. So we're just going to unpack that a little bit and see how it can relate to our own lives. But in the meantime, let's have some Hendrix.
Anger, he smiles, towering in shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy, envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters taken for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all. He flashes trophies of war and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's fighting like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a answers. He knows everything.
Hendrix, Bold as Love. And just, yeah, you're listening to Jane at Heart Talks, and a bit of a reminder, I've got scarred vocal cords in case you've just tuned in and you didn't hear last week, and from an operation in 1987. We're just going to be talking about matters of the heart, but, you know, relating to doing what you love and living a life that really speaks to you and that you want to jump out of bed and live. So the word that has jumped out at me this week, because I'm also a writer, is ubotoi, and it's a Japanese word, and it's about just walking to the beat of your own drum. And yeah, we should have a vision, and yes, we should make that vision as big and bold as possible, and, you know, really not let our egoic agenda get in the way. But, you know, at the same time, it's got to unfold at its own pace, and sometimes there's a place for taking action, and there's a place for sitting back and receiving, and that's really just a bit of awareness that I want to share today is having that awareness that there are these two different places, and I love this word ubotoi because it really gives us permission to just, yeah, like it says, flower, just to open like a flower and bloom in your own time and in your own individual way, you know, be you and do you. So, yeah, so now we're going to have another song, and it's by Chuck Berry, You Never Can Tell.
It was a teenage wedding, and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. The chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks. Sure, you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They bought a soup. It was a cherry red 53 and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.
So, Chuck Berry and You Never Can Tell. Always reminds me of Pulp Fiction, that song. So, yeah, Jane, you're listening to Heart Talks, and this is, just a show on talking about your heart, bringing your heart to the world. What does that look like, and how do we do it? And today we're going to be looking at doing it in your own time and at your own pace and in your own way. And there's also a space here to be self-referential, you know, do things that empower you, and things like, you know, looking outside of yourself for answers can be quite disempowering. So we're just looking at, you know, doing things that you intuitively think about, and, you know, connecting with your own heart and really doing what you love. I love writing, and my egoic structure always gets in the way. It always tries to stop me doing what I love, and and that can be the case. And sometimes we have to do jobs that bring in the money and put food on the table, and, you know, a little bit mundane. But what I'm planning to do on this show too is interview some people that have really found in life what they love. And so hopefully in the next few weeks we'll have some people on and have a chat about how they found what they loved, how they connected with it, and how they made that transition from that corporate job or, you know, making lots of money or whatever into really doing what they love. So, yeah, and hopefully that'll resonate with someone out there, and it'll start some wheels turning, and maybe more people will really be connecting with their hearts and bringing them to the world, because everybody has amazing gifts and talents and genius, and if we can really bring it to the world, then that's a huge bonus for everyone, because it has a massive ripple effect. So now we're going to have another song, and this is going to be Give a Little Bit by Superchamp, and it's for Charles. He used to live in New Zealand. He's now back in the UK, but he's the son of the drummer of Supertramp. See the
take me far away. Now I feel the wind blow outside my door. Meantime, I leave my woman at home.
Skinhead with Tuesday's Gone. And it looks like we have our first interview candidate for next week. So that's exciting. That's exciting. Surprise guest. I've just got a little announcement here just a reminder about the Wuthering Heights fundraiser. Raising funds for the Kareoi Project, and it's on Sunday, this Sunday, 28th of July, 11 o'clock start at Arapataki Street on the Rangitai Peninsula. There's a Facebook group if you want to pop on there and join it. Yeah, you can come and watch, or even better, wear something red and do the dance. And if you go on the Facebook page, I know there's a link to learning the dance. And it's that one from the Kate Bush video in the 80s. It's pretty cool. Bring some spare change because all the projects proceeds go to the Karioi project. So yeah, I don't have a lot of red clothes, but I dig out an old bridesmaid's dress from the 80s, so I'll probably wear that. Anyway, yeah, this is Heart Talks with Jane, and just to say, I've got scarred vocal cords, which from an operation in the 80s, and yeah, when I had the operation, I did talk about it last week, but I'll say it again. When I had the operation, it was quite devastating. They tried to fix it, did some laser surgery, sent me to Auckland Hospital for about a year, sort of from time to time, and nothing worked, sent me home, and then I just bought a horse and rode. So I did what I loved, and when I did what I loved, it was very, very healing. So, you know, bit of a tip for today too, it's like in every moment, just ask yourself, what do I love? You know, what would I love to do next? And really listen to yourself, and then follow through and do it. So here is James Ray, and it's his new single, 4th of July. And James plays at the Raglan Club every Thursday, but not tomorrow because it's jam night at the club. And so he'll be in, James will be in Cambridge, but yeah, usually every Thursday. And then there's line dancing tutorial from Louisa from 5:30, so lots of fun.
Info come from miles around, gather round before the sun went down, roasting marshmallows by campfire light on the 4th of July. Having summertime fun, sipping lemonade, playing in the sun, sleeping in the shade, picking and grinning granny's whiting flies on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. Front yard playing, spin the bottle out behind the bar, chasing fireflies into the night on the 4th of July. Spitting watermelon seeds to see who's best, pops dropped his teeth and the dog did the rest. Laughed so hard we all darn near cried on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. Skinny dipping down in Johnson's Creek, I thought I was grown up when I got my first peek of sweet Becky Smith in the moonlight on the 4th of July. First kiss when I was 10. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. She kicked me in the shin and punched me in the eye on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. the 4th of July. On the 4th of July.
James Ray, 4th of July, his new single out. It's on Spotify, and so give it a play. It's, yeah, it's really cool. So just to stay on the country track, here is Blinko Brown. The Get Up, and James actually suggested him last week at line dancing.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out. To the left, to the left now. To the right, to the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side. Gonna roll your shoulders. Do the slip and slide. This next part's my favorite part, cause it's time to shine. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now. Simple, you can do it. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Now cool down, have a good time. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Do the butterfly, have a good time. Round, round, round and round you go. It's time to show out right now and take to the floor. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down. To the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. Take it down now, take it down now. Take it down now, take it down now. Bring it up now, bring it up now. Bring it up now, bring it up now. Take it down and crisscross. Bring it up now, crisscross. Do whatever you like right here. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it.
And that was Blinko Brown with the Get Up. It's sort of country meets rap a little bit, actually. Yeah, so going back to that word that we talked about, Ubatori, at the start, the Japanese idea that people like flowers bloom in their own time and in their individual ways, and part of that is being self-referential. It's about, you know, looking to yourself for answers and using your intuition and following through on it. you know, sort of see when we don't, when we look for, you know, when we collude with others and we get together with friends and you know, blah, 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 together, we're sort of looking for affirmation from people outside ourselves. And I sort of also see it as, you know, if you're on a skateboard and you know, you hold on to the side of a car to get momentum, and then you let go, but then you're still hanging on to the tow bar. And you know, when we go to lots of readers and look to other people for answers, then that's sort of what we're doing. So when we step into our hearts and do what we love, and then we let it just unfold and happen in its own way, in its own time, and we sit back and we receive information and we follow through on it, and then we take action. And there's times where we're doing lots, but then there's times where we sit back. And, it's following through on when we feel these things are appropriate at the right time, and then we develop and we unfold, and we can get to where we're really meant to be. We're not going to be lying on our deathbeds regretting that we didn't follow through and we didn't do what we loved in this lifetime. So yeah, let's have another song. This one.
Every time I thought about it, well, I died some more inside. And I had stripes on my back, memories that hurt. For the only time I seen sunshine is when I went to work, digging ditches for the chain gang, sleeping in. Lord, please forgive me, for I could not wait to grow. And I'm coming home to see Jesus. Well, it feels so close this time. Please take mercy on a soldier from the Florida, Georgia line. And they find me, they must kill me. Oh, Jesus, save my soul. I can't go back down to Rayford. I can't take that anymore. Heroes. when they shoot me down. Won't you fly, oh glory, proudly, put my medals in the ground. And I'm coming home to see you, Jesus. Well, it feels so close this time. Please take mercy on a soldier from the Florida, Georgia line. When they find me, they must kill me. Oh, Jesus, save my soul. I can't go back down to Rayford. I can't take that anymore.
And that was Four Walls of Rayford by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah, it's more of a country one by then, really. So, yeah, we're talking today on Heart Talks about just letting your heart unfold in its own time, really. And I'm Jane, and yeah, I sound a bit different because I've got scarred vocal cords from an operation, so just in case you just tuned in. Yeah, so just letting things unfold in their own way and in their own time, and when it's right for you. But also not avoiding taking action, you know, not avoiding, you know, when you get those hits, those gut feelings or those intuition to do something, just, you know, get out there and do it, and don't avoid it. If, you know, if you told me 6 months ago that I would be doing this on the radio, then I probably would have said something like, oh, don't be silly. But, you know, I had the intuition. I did a little interview with Aaron a month or so ago on my animal communication, and then followed the next step that came to me to be here, and hopefully, you know, I might say a few things that resonate and ring true, and get you thinking in a slightly different way that really affects how you do things and brings your heart to the world. So, yeah, and in doing this too, you know, it makes us so much happier. It makes our animals happier. And, yeah, it's interesting with our animals. They really pick up on everything. They see us very, very clearly. And they're quite affected, you know, even though sometimes they don't show it, they're quite affected in how we are and how we operate in our own lives. So, yeah, it's interesting. We could talk a bit more about animals. But for now, let's have some more Skynyrd. Actually, this is off their Nothing Fancy album. And there used to be a band back in the 90s called Nothing Fancy. A couple of friends were in it. I think Mark Kington was in it. And yeah, this is called Made in the Shade.
Well, when I was a young and they used to teach me to play music like this here. One, two, three, four, and... face, baby, when I look in your eyes, I can tell pretty much I've been wasting time. Well, you don't really love me, you just want me for what I am. But you better treat me right, one. Gonna lose your money, man. Well, when I first met you, babe, you was a red light
babe. Don't let that tree fall down on you. Girl, you's a fool. Play.
So we're just talking about the Japanese word ubatui, which is the natural unfolding like a flower of your greatness or your heart. You're listening to Heart Talks. And how that can come about. And yeah, and we're going to be doing some interviews and just talk to some people about how when they discovered doing what they love in their lifetime, how that came about, how they stepped from, how they transitioned from one job to another, especially if it's lower paying. It's not easy if you're in a high up sort of corporate job, or even not even corporate, just a job that's putting food on the table and paying the bills, and then you want to go and be an artist. How do you step from doing that into something that's maybe not going to be so financial to start with? You know, it's everyone sort of has hobbies, and usually it's our hobbies that is what's genuinely true for us to do. But how do we make that actually what we do in life, you know, and how do we make it lucrative? So, yeah, it'd be really interesting to talk to some people and see how that's unfolding for them. So, in the meantime, let's play another song.
Thank you. stayed with me just long enough to rescue me. And she told me a story yesterday about the sweet love between the moon and the deep blue sea. And then she spread her wings high over me. She said she's gonna come back tomorrow. And I said, fly on, my sweet angel. Fly on through the sky. Silhouette against a child's sunrise. And my angel, she said unto me, today is the day for you to rise. Take my hand, you're gonna be my man, you're gonna rise. And then she took me
So we're talking about today, Ubotori, the Japanese word of just coming to your own heart in your own time, flowering in your own time, doing what you love, bringing your gifts and talents to the world, and going to be interviewing a few people. We've got one lined up for next week, so that's exciting. And yeah, and then my cousin Carlene was interviewed on here the other day talking about her wine journey. And yeah, we've got a few ideas about getting together and doing some events in Raglan, actually, sort of wine heart events. But yeah, she's a classic example of transitioning into her heart, because her heart is really bringing how to drink wine to the world. And in her past life, she was a high school teacher. She still does a bit of it, but Yeah, it'd be really interesting to have a chat to her about that transition and that journey of bringing her wine genius to the world. Yeah, so it's good to start really just thinking about what is it that you love doing, what is your genius, and how can you bring that? Maybe you're already doing it. Let's have some more music, some more country. This is one we do line dancing to at the Raglan Club every Thursday night.
We got debutantes in social lives and mamas from the PTA. We got badgers dressed up in white and little black dress divorcees. Long live the blues, they're keeping me in business.
Since I started doing line dancing at the Raglan Club on a Thursday night. And if you want to learn, like, it's really fun, come down at 5:30 and Louisa will teach you some steps. So yeah, it's a good night, really good food, and James Ray plays, except the last Thursday of the month, because apparently that's jam night. So yeah, we're just on Heart Talks and talking about, doing what we love in life. And also having a bit of a think about how this affects our animal family. Because, you know, we talk to our animals and we hopefully listen to them. But how much do we really connect with them? You know, sometimes I watch people walking along the street and you know, they're on their phones or listening to something on their AirPods, and not really connecting in with your animal. So just think about next time you go for a walk with your animal. Are you really sort of there? Are you present? And are you really sort of tuning into what's going on for them? And my Jack Russell Poppy, she makes herself very obvious because she's always pulling at a lead and being very attention-seeking. So, yeah, it's hard to get into your own world when she's around. But, yeah, just be present and really think about what's going on for them. And, yeah, so let's have another song, Porter's Head, Wandering Star.
We'll be right back.
That was Portishead's Head, Wandering Star. Talking before about being in the present moment and how it really benefits our animal family. You know, Eckhart Tolle, if you've heard of him, he wrote a book called The Power of Now. And he is like the go-to person for learning to be in the present moment. And it's something we can do moment to moment and be aware moment to moment of when we're not in the present moment, because it's a really nice place to be, because that's where our animal family is all of the time. And so when we are, we connect at a much deeper level with them and we have a better understanding, and they really feel seen and heard. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day for them, is they really just want love and they want to be seen and heard. So, don't forget about the Wuthering Heights fundraiser dance event on Sunday, the 28th of July. Have a look on the Facebook page, 11 o'clock. There's also the Tomato Hoedown on Saturday night. I'm not sure if they've still got tickets available. Should have checked, but it's clashing with the Te Uku Potluck, which is a bit of a shame. But a very busy weekend coming up, so I hope you have a good one. And I will leave you there and see you next Wednesday with our special guest to be interviewed. And I'll leave you with some Creedence Clearwater Midnight Special.
Well, you wake up in the morning, you hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine.